Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Naresh Mago. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth over 1500 crore rupees from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate International Lawyers Conference in New Delhi this morning. Janata Dal Secular joins BJP-led National Democratic Alliance. One Nation, One Election Committee, headed by former President Ramnath Kovind, to meet today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds discussions with his counterparts from Quad countries in New York. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 5 wickets in first ODI of the 3-match series in Mohali. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency of Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. He will take part in 3 different programs and launch development projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will first lay the foundation stone of the International Cricket Stadium in Varanasi. Mr. Modi will then reach Sampurnanand Sanskrit Vishwavidyalaya to take part in the interaction program with the women of Varanasi. The program, termed as Nari Shakti Vandan Abhinandan Karyakram, is expected to witness a gathering of around 5,000 women who will give a rousing welcome to the Prime Minister for bringing the Women Reservation Bill. The Prime Minister will later reach Rudraksh International Cooperation and Convention Centre and will participate in the closing ceremony of Kashi Sansad Sanskritik Mahotsav 2023. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate 16 Atal Avasiya Vidyalayas built across Uttar Pradesh during the program. These Atal Avasiya Vidyalayas have been built across 16 divisions of Uttar Pradesh at a cost of about 1,115 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of the International Cricket Stadium at Ganjari in Raja Talab area of Varanasi. The modern International Cricket Stadium will be built in more than 30-acre area at a cost of about 450 crore rupees. More from our correspondent.
It is going to be a gala event at Ganjari in Varanasi with stars of cricket world like Sachin Tendulkar, Sunil Gavaskar, Ravi Shastri, Karsan Ghavri, Dilip Vengsarkar, Madan Lal, Gundappa Vishwanath and Kapil Dev are expected to be present in the event. Roger Binney, President of BCCI and Jay Shah, Secretary of BCCI will also grace the occasion. The thematic architecture of this stadium draws inspiration from Lord Shiva with designs developed for crescent shape, roof covers, trident-shaped floodlights, ghat steps-based seating and bilpatra-shaped metallic sheets on the facade. The stadium will have a capacity of 30,000 spectators. Prime Minister will also witness the cultural skills of meritorious participants of Kashi Sansad Sanskritik Mahotsav at Rudraksh International Cooperation and Convention Center. The Mahotsav witnessed the participation of more than 37,000 persons across 17 disciplines who displayed their skills in various fields including singing, instrumental playing, Nukkad Natak and dancing. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate a 2-day International Lawyers Conference in New Delhi this morning. The theme of the conference is Emerging Challenges in the Justice Delivery System. This conference is being organized for the first time by the Bar Council of India. The objective of the conference is to act as a platform for meaningful dialogue and discussion on various legal topics of national and international importance. It also aims to promote the exchange of ideas and experiences and strengthen international cooperation and understanding of legal issues. Topics such as emerging legal trends, challenges in cross-border litigation, legal technology and environmental law will be discussed at the conference. The Janata Dal Secular has joined the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, ahead of next year's general elections. The announcement was made yesterday after senior JDS leader and former Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy met Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President J.P. Nadda in New Delhi. BJP President J.P. Nadda has expressed happiness that JDS has decided to be part of the NDA. In a social media post, he said that this would strengthen the NDA and the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for a new and strong India. The first meeting of the One Nation, One Election Committee will take place in New Delhi today. On the 2nd of September, the government notified the 8-member committee, headed by former President Ramnath Kovind, to examine the issue of simultaneous elections to Lok Sabha and state assemblies. It will make recommendations keeping in view the existing framework under the Constitution of India and other statutory provisions. It will also examine and recommend whether the amendments to the Constitution would require ratification by the states. The panel will also discuss how to go about holding consultations with stakeholders, research on the subject, and preparation of working papers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given credit for the G20 summit's success to Team G20, who worked at the ground level to ensure smooth conduct of the summit. Interacting with the officials involved in the G20 summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi urged everyone present to document their experiences so that these can serve as guidelines for future events. He said that a successful G20 summit was possible as a result of tireless efforts by the hard-working ground functionaries. Mr. Modi further elaborated on India's growing confidence by citing the country's contribution in rescue during calamities at a global level.
जब नेपाल में भूकंप आया और हमारे लोगों ने जिस प्रकार से काम किया, फिजी में जब साइक्लोन आया जिस प्रकार से हमारे लोगों ने काम किया, श्रीलंका संकट में था और हमने वहां जो चीजें पहुंचानी थी, मालदीव में बिजली संकट आया, पीने का पानी नहीं था, जिस तेजी से हमारे लोगों ने पानी पहुंचाया, यमन के अंदर हमारे लोग संकट में थे जिस प्रकार से हम लेकर के आए, इन सारी चीजों ने आज विश्व के अंदर विश्वास पैदा किया है कि मानव हित के कामों में आज भारत एक सामर्थ्य के साथ खड़ा है, संकट की हर घड़ी में वो दुनिया में पहुंचता है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a one-day visit to Mumbai today. Mr. Shah will offer prayers at the famous Lal Bagcha Raja Ganpati Mandal in Mumbai. He is also expected to visit a Sarvajanik Ganesh Mandal in Bandra. In the evening, the Union Home Minister will attend the Lakshman Rao Inamdar Memorial Lecture at Sir Kovasji Jahangir Convocation Hall in Mumbai University's Fort Campus. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Heavy to very heavy rainfall has been recorded in many parts of Bihar due to active monsoon in the past 2 days. According to the Met Department, very heavy rainfall was received in Bhagalpur, Jamui, Banka, Khagaria, Katihar and adjacent districts. Heavy rainfall also lashed the capital city of Patna and adjoining places in the state. The Met Department has issued yellow and orange alerts for today and tomorrow in Darbhanga, Supaul, West Champaran, Kishanganj, Araria, Muzaffarpur and Shivhar districts. The Disaster Management Department has appealed to people not to venture out in the open and fields in view of lightning activities. MOFMA correspondent.
Due to torrential rains, several parts are facing waterlogging problems in the state. In the past 24 hours, the maximum rainfall of 187 millimeters was recorded in Sabaur in Bhagalpur district. In Jamui, Begusarai, Katihar and some other parts received heavy rainfall ranging from 152 millimeter to 110 millimeter. Due to heavy rainfall, a diversion was swept away in Chandan block in Banka district in the state. The main road connectivity has been snapped in more than one dozen villages in Chandan block and bordering areas of Jharkhand. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held discussions with his counterparts from Quad countries in New York yesterday. The minister is in New York where he is leading the Indian delegation for the high-level week at the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting with his Quad colleagues, they discussed defending the rules-based international order in the Indo-Pacific and delivering on Quad commitments. He also held a meeting with Foreign Minister of Japan, Yoko Kamikawa, and exchanged perspectives on the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan. They discussed regional, multilateral, and global cooperation and taking them forward. Indian Council for Cultural Relations, ICCR, will organize the fourth edition of the Indo-Latin America Cultural Festival on the 28th and 29th of September in New Delhi. The festival is being organized in association with the embassies of Colombia, Ecuador and Chile. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, ICCR President Dr. Vinay Sahasrabuddhe said the vibrant celebration of culture and art aims to showcase the rich cultural heritage of Latin America. He said the festival will bring together key stakeholders from India and Latin America to deliberate on the prospects of cultural and educational collaborations. Director General of ICCR, Kumar Tuhin, informed that the artists from three countries, Chile, Colombia and Ecuador, will participate in the festival. He added that ambassadors, academicians and other artists are also expected to join the festival.
दिल्ली में यह कार्यक्रम कमानी ऑडिटोरियम में होगा और दिल्ली के बाहर इनको हम लोग अलग शहरों में ले जा रहे हैं जिनमें कि लखनऊ, कोलकाता और बेंगलोर सम्मिलित हैं. इनमें उन देशों के फोकलोर, बैले और म्यूजिक बैंड के बहुत ही प्रख्यात संगीतज्ञ शामिल होंगे. इसमें बाहर से तीन देशों के आर्टिस्ट शामिल होंगे. जो चिली से आने वाला ग्रुप है उसका नाम है बफोची, वो एक फोकलोर बैले है, उसमें काफी लोग होंगे. लेकिन जो बाकी दोनों जो ग्रुप हैं वो म्यूजिक बैंड हैं और एक में डुओ है. तो डुओ में दो मुख्य संगीतकार होंगे और जो बैंड है उसमें पांच छह संगीतकार होंगे उसमें.
India has launched a strong protest in New Delhi and Beijing against China's obstruction of some of the country's sportspersons from the Asian Games. In response to media queries on some Indian sportspersons being denied entry into the 19th Asian Games, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arinda Bakhji said India firmly rejects the differential treatment of Indian citizens on the basis of domicile or ethnicity. He reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. As a mark of protest against the Chinese action, Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Anurag Singh Thakur cancelled his scheduled visit to China for the Games. The 19th Asian Games will kick off in Hangzhou in the People's Republic of China this evening. The grand opening ceremony will take place at the Hangzhou Olympic Sports Center Stadium, also known as the Big Lotus. India has sent a 655-member contingent to compete in 40 disciplines. Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and ace boxer Lavlina Borgohain will lead the contingent and carry the Indian flag in the opening ceremony. In cricket, India defeated Australia by 5 wickets in the first ODI of the three-match series in Mohali last night. Chasing the target of 277 runs set by Australia, India made 281 runs, losing 5 wickets with 8 balls to spare. India now leading the series 1-0. The second ODI will be played at Holkar Stadium in Indore tomorrow. After their 5-wicket win against Australia yesterday, India have become the number one ranked team in all the three formats, that is Tests, ODIs and T20 internationals. India displaced Pakistan from the top of the ODI rankings, while they lead England in the T20 international rankings. In the longest format, they are in the first place, while Australia are right behind them. In a social media post, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah said, India has become numero uno in Test, ODI and T20 international cricket, and heartiest congratulations to Team India for achieving this historic milestone. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Naresh. Hindustan Times shows a picture of BJP President J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy under the headline, JDS joins NDA after HDK meets BJP brass. A front page story in the Asianet says, China bars Arunachal athletes, India erupts, stapled visas row again, minister cancels trip. Canada says no place for hate, reassures Hindus, writes the Times of India. On back foot, Canada slams Khalistani's hate for Hindus, says the Pioneer. JP Morgan to add India to bond index from June will open doors to investments, reports Business Line. Under the headline, each state gets high-speed train, the Pioneer writes that a remarkable feat of historical achievement, PM Narendra Modi set to inaugurate 9 Vande Bharat Express trains on Sunday. Delhi gets its first clinic for trans people. This small step takes away a giant stigma is a lewd story in the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate International Lawyers Conference in New Delhi this morning. Janata Dal Secular joins BJP-led National Democratic Alliance. One Nation, One Election Committee, headed by former President Ramnath Kovind, to meet today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds discussions with his counterparts from Quad countries in New York. And in cricket, India beat Australia by 5 wickets in first ODI of 3-match series in Mohali. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.